Malka?
He hasn't come on yet.
Oh, okay. I thought it was running late.
Right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry I'm running late.
It's okay.
Are you the only one?
No.
Okay. Trying to get the page open.
Okay.
Then we'll start with a Hashem Yehud. It's verse 192, correct?
Right.
Okay. The Sulam commentary on the Zohar for Parasha Lech Lecha, section 21, verse 192. And we'll start with the Lashem Yichud. Lashem Yichud Kut Shabarechu Rishkim Tebitzilu Urshimu Utkilu Utkilu Urshimu Leakta Lashem Yudhe Bubate Beyichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kanunei aleinu maaseh yadeinu kanuneihu. Tachat seikewan decha amar Avraham Kilo tawa tav lesur chaneya Tawa dechil Avraham Amar dil maachav Ku begin chavruta v'davidna begineya ulaka kadisha diastarli ku chabrichu ewan deit perash mineya amar losa nainecha Urei min ha-makom asher atasham. The translation. Come and see. Abraham saw that Lot returned to his evil habits and was afraid. He said, could it be, heaven forbid, that because I associate with him, I have lost the holy portion that the Holy One, blessed be he, adorned me with? But as soon as Lot left him, the Holy One, blessed be he, said to him, now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I do agree. But I think it shows that, you know, Abraham sensed the presence of them was different. So,
where was Abraham?
Abraham
and Lot at that.
Well, Sodom and Gomorrah is essentially where the Dead Sea is. So I think he was in the Beersheba area of Israel, if I remember correctly. But he may have been near Jerusalem. But essentially, if you remember our discussion from yesterday in the last verse, Abraham had lost contact with Hashem. He hadn't lost contact, but he wasn't aware of Hashem. Hashem was no longer speaking to him. And in the last verse, it said the Shekhinah was not resting on him, the Ruach HaKodesh was not resting on Abraham. And so this verse is saying he realized the difference, and like any good, righteous person, when you see something is incorrect or changed, you look to yourself for what you did wrong, what was incorrect. And Abraham would have gone through that analysis and said, I haven't done anything. So then he would look around at the people around him, and then he noticed that Lot was following an evil path. And that's when he became concerned and said to Lot, you go one way and I'll go the other. So that's what this verse is both hinting to and explaining. And if you apply the teachings of Kabbalah to the verse, you get what I just explained. So now that everything's clear as mud, should I go on?
Yes.
It's a short verse, so let's go on.
Okay. Verse 193. Ma min hamakom asher ata sham teita bekat beya bekat meya meita beitat rat behen nuta shele mata tafona vaneg ba beket ma.
Reminds me too of shaking the lulav and those directions, because, you know, you're moving the Sephiroth when you do that. So.
Correct. And the Sephiroth are really related to the souls as well.
Right. Now, this idea of going on still toward the negative, in other words, it still moves southward, is what it's basically saying.
Correct.
Which is, was it Hesed?
And the southward is Chachma and the Chaya. But on the other level, when we look just at Zerantim, southward is Chesed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what it's saying is, once you reach the level, you still continue to grow in the frame of loving kindness, in the frame of wisdom. It's hinting to the spiritual law that is, as long as you're in the physical world, there is no rest, in the sense that you can always continue to grow spiritually. There is always something higher to achieve and reach for. Should I go on, or do you want to? Is there other questions?
Well, I have a question about the meditation that goes for tonight and tomorrow. Is it okay if I ask it now?
Will you be on the call tonight?
Yes, well, I hope to.
Because we only have one more verse to finish for this.
Talk and I'll drink something with caffeine to make sure that I'm awake.
Okay. So I mean, I'd be happy to answer it, but I think the more appropriate place is in the in the actual Rosh Chodesh connection.
Okay.
Because I do plan to, you know, to include that as well.
All right. And you may answer it before when you're going through, so that'll be okay.
Understand. But we'll see. But I'd like to finish this one verse, 194. Because that'll finish off the section. Uktani Pasar Dilaya De Mineya Umin Benoy Leao Min Diktiv Kiet Ol Haaretz Asher Ata Roe Mai Asher Ata Roe God our God, God Ma'a, Be'it Galia Le'a, Kida'a Le'Hashem Ha'nireh, Ye'elav Ugin Tach Asher Ata, Ro'eh Begin D'Darga, Da'akad Ma'a, Itkalel Mikal Ho, Dargin Utal Ho, Itazun Beya, Ugin Kah, Iet Ol Haaret, Asher Ataroe, Wigomer. The translation. And then he received the good news that they would not depart from him or from his children forever. As it is written, for all the land which you see, to you will I give it, and to your seed forever. And he asks, what is the meaning of which you see? And he replies, this is the first grade that appeared to him, which is the grade of Nefesh. As it is written, to Hashem who appeared to him. As a result, it is written, which you see, because this first grade, which is the nukva, includes other grades, and all the grades appear in it. This is why it is written, for all the land which you see. My commentary, with contemplation, this pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, is it telling us that it was because of his desire to know the truth of, and to be close to Hashem when he realized that Hashem was the ultimate sovereign that started the journey?
Yes. And then he was granted this understanding of the promise that the ultimate source of the flow of nefesh, of shefa, of goodness, comes through the land of Israel. It comes through the Jerusalem. It comes through the Holy Temple or the Temple Mount in his days. So he had started the journey back in Haran, and he's now at the point where he's separated from Lot, which is his evil inclination, meaning that he's converted his evil inclination to support the righteous path. He's reached this level, and now he's been told, where you are is now going to be given to you. This source of all that metaphysical energy that you've been following, that you've been wanting, is going to be yours forever. Not only yours, but to your children. This is the fulfillment of his desires to be close to Hashem, close to the source of energy.
That was a beautiful way to finish the section.
It is. And we're not quite finished because there's still some more sections to go through. And the last section in the Zohar, the printed Zohar, is like 20 pages on the subject of circumcision. So you're looking at like 60, 70 verses on the source, on the subject of circumcision. But we have a little bit of a while to get before we get there.
Yep, this is a thick volume. Maybe not any thicker than the others. But...
Since the people haven't arrived, if you want to ask your question now, and perhaps I can answer it quickly.
Well, I was just wondering if you can do the, I'm going to call it meditation for lack of a better word, for more than one time, more than one request.
I will answer it now, but I'm going to need to expand on it during the class.
Okay.
What does it say when you pray for someone to be healed multiple times in a day? Every time you think of that person, you pray that they're healed. What are you saying about yourself with that action?
That you don't think your prayer reached.
That you don't trust Hashem, that you're not you don't have certainty that what your actions are doing is going to manifest. It's an element of doubt to allow into your life.
Okay. I guess what I'm saying is, can you do it for someone else? Or is this something that you have to do yourself? You have to use your own name and your mother's name, and for whatever the request is. Let's say if it's Parnassal. Okay. But can you do it, say, for a family member who's sick and can't do it, and do their name and their mother's name for, let's say, healing for them?
When people would go to the Rebbe, the Chabad Rebbe, they ask for a blessing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is it you're actually doing? You're asking Hashem for a blessing. If you go to a tzaddik, to a righteous person, and ask for a blessing, he's just a channel for Hashem. So the answer to your question is yes. Will it work? It depends on your level of spiritual level. If you're a righteous person, or if at that moment you're a righteous person, then your blessing will manifest. And it's a lot easier to be having the consciousness of righteousness when you've read 30, 40, 50, 60 verses of Psalms. Was it clear?
I think so.
My people arrived, so.
Okay.
And Kodesh Tov.
Okay, Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Thank you.
Thank you.